Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. If you are a first-time listener, welcome. And if you are a regular listener, thank you so much for being on this journey with us.
Number 251.
Number 251 podcast. That's right. That's right. We recently did a podcast celebrating our 250th podcast. So if you didn't listen to that one, oh, you've got to listen to it.
Oh, and we're posting two podcasts this week, by the way, because we're going to be out of the country next week. And so we wanted to give you two this week to hold you off.
That's right. So see what we do, because we love you guys. We love you guys. You know, Tina?
Yes.
I think that we should talk about that little boy we saw at Target drinking a monster drink.
Oh,
yes. Was it a monster drink?
Yes, it was a monster drink.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that
and it wasn't Target, actually. It was Walmart.
Walmart.
Yes, we were in line at Walmart.
That's right.
We were in line at Walmart, and I don't remember. We were getting a card or something for somebody. And there was a family in front of us that had a child, a little boy. He was probably 6 years old, I would say. Maybe a little bit less than that. Yeah, he was kind of a big kid. But his dad was drinking a monster drink. And, you know, his dad had, he kept sipping it and then setting it down on the belt. And so it's like, whatever, you know, if like adults want to do that, whatever, right? But this kid went straight up and started drinking out of it. And I think I turned around and like smacked you.
You almost lost it. Yeah. You smacked me so hard you almost knocked me down.
You know, one of those, you know, that moment when you're like hitting your spouse or somebody, your friend, because you want them to make sure they look and see what's going on. Like you're like, oh my gosh, you have to look at this. Yeah. I think I nailed her. And she like looked up like, what? And I'm like, check this kid out, you know, 6 year old picking up, drinking his dad's monster drink, like nothing. Like it's a bottle of water, you know, and he kept doing it. He kept taking sips and putting it down, taking sips and putting it down. And, you know, the thing that I think about when I see that is that people just don't know, okay? They don't know. Like they feel like if it's on the shelf and it's okay for them to drink, mm-hmm. that it's okay for their kid,
right.
You know, it's fine for me, you know, I don't really care. So it must be okay for my kid. And no, absolutely not should children be drinking those drinks, okay? It is an absolute, and I hate to get on my soapbox with stuff like this, but please do not give children energy drinks. Please, I beg you. anyway.
The energy drink, I mean, look, there's several energy drinks out there. Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is the energy drink is sugar and caffeine.
There was a whole case at, I was at Fry's. Picking up some stuff, mm-hmm. and the front one of the front cases that face the registers mm-hmm. had all the energy drinks in them. Okay, it was a full case, like a huge case, filled with I'm gonna say at least 20 different flavors of energy drinks from probably 4 or 5 different companies.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it.
It's insane what's happening with energy drinks today.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's crazy. I was looking up some stuff about energy drinks and the amount of energy drinks that are out there, the different brands, you know, and the bottom line is, like I just said a couple minutes ago, is it's mainly sugar and caffeine.
It's a sugar high and caffeine, dose of caffeine.
Okay, sugar and caffeine, and as well as a variety of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a variety of different things. I mean, so a lot of the ingredients, you know, some of the common ingredients in the energy drinks. First of all, sugar and caffeine. And then some of them have some of the B vitamins. Some of them have ginseng, taurine, guarana. I mean, there's just all sorts of different stuff. And so,
plus tons of chemicals.
Tons of chemicals, yeah.
Right.
Colorings, flavorings, you know, dyes to give it color.
Right.
So, you know, it is a problem. It is a problem. I feel that those drinks are, number one, dangerous overall for right. anyone to be drinking, okay? And especially for a child. Mm-hmm. Especially for a child. That should not even be a consideration. But like you said, you know, a lot of people don't understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I have many conversations I've had through the years with my patients just about talking about the sodas, mm-hmm. the soda
but
pops.
These are so much worse than soda.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that just having conversations about just the sodas,
yeah.
a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah.
What's, you know, that you're basically chugging down a can of sugar
water.
Okay. Sugar water, chemicals, mm-hmm. And, you know, and it doesn't matter if it's decaf
diet.
Or a diet, right. if it's diet or, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. It is a can of chemicals that you're chugging down. And, you know, the monster drink, since that's what this little boy was drinking, you know, that's kind of what we've become focused on is the monster drink. But basically, you know, you've got the caffeine, you've got sugar in there. And in addition to that, you've got other things in the monster drinks, things, you know, maltodextrin, you've got some dyes, you know, you've got some of the B vitamins, sodium, mm-hmm. okay? Sodium is another thing that you've got in there. And so one of, you know, drinking these energy drinks, people think they're drinking these energy drinks, get them energized. And for some people have told me, well, you know, this is to hydrate me. You know, these energy drinks will, if anything, cause dehydration.
Massive dehydration,
especially because of the caffeine. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the caffeine is like a diuretic and can really leave you very dehydrated.
Because diuretics make you pee.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The diuretics are going to make you pee out any water that you're drinking, and it's going to dehydrate you.
Right.
All right. Some people combine alcohol with these monster drinks. Okay.
There are people that have died.
Yes, can have fatal results. Okay, yes. There can definitely be fatal results with this. You know, you've got the depressant effect of alcohol with the stimulating effect of the energy drink. Very dangerous.
Right, and then you mix it with being in the sun mm-hmm. or in the water, and forget about it. The heart can't handle it. It's too much for the heart to handle.
That's right. And you know, the scary thing is, you know, that the stimulant effect of the drink pretty much like reduces your ability, it kind of impairs you, mm-hmm. okay? And then once the stimulant wears off, then your blood alcohol concentration, I'm talking about people that combine alcohol with these energy drinks, you know, then your blood alcohol can still be pretty elevated, make you vomit while you're sleeping, you know, make you aspirate. I mean, the caffeine could affect your heart, mm-hmm. all right? Jitteriness, palpitations.
Well, and then all these people, there's so many people having issues with sleeping.
Yeah.
Right? So we've got all these sleep disorders that people are suffering from, yet we're pumping caffeine all day long. And we wonder why we can't sleep at night.
That's okay? right.
So it's just, caffeine is such a huge issue for people. And please do not give caffeine to children. Please, I beg you. Any form of caffeine, you know, even like I noticed a lot of, you know, these, it's like hip now. I've seen these shirts that people are buying, especially for young girls, right? All these go change the world shirts, you know? And one of the shirts that I see these young girls wearing is the shirts about coffee. Mm-hmm. Can't start my day until I have coffee, or hashtag morning and coffee. And I'm thinking to myself, you are 13 years old. Like, you should not be drinking coffee. Okay. And they're running to Dutch Brothers and they're running to Starbucks. And we're already giving our children caffeine at such a young age. This should not be happening. Okay. And just to go back to the monster drinks thing, you talked about, you know, how many patients we see in the office. And I think we podcasted on this specific patient before, but I'm just going to say it again since we're talking about monster drinks. But we had a patient come in about 2 years ago. She was in her early 20s, had major stomach pain for the last 2 or 3 years of her life. She'd been to one doctor after another. No one could figure out what it was. All her tests came back negative, and she was like at her wit's end. And she comes to our office, and we're going to work her up all over again and do all these tests. And, you know, she came back in for her follow-up showing that all the tests came back normal. And she was frustrated, and so Maureen wanted me to go in and see her. So I go in, and I start talking to her, and I start asking her about her diet. And she starts telling me, you know, about what she eats. And I said, okay, well, tell me what you drink. And she says, okay, well, I drink about 6 monster drinks a day. And then she kept going. And I was like, wait, go back. I'm like, how many monster drinks are you drinking? Oh, I drink about 6 a day. I'm like, okay. And I said, well, I'll tell you right now why you have a stomach ache. And she's like, what? And I'm like, the monster drink. She's like, no, that can't be. You know, I've been drinking those for years, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, look, she goes, well, me and my boyfriend drink them, you know? And I said, well, how's his health? Well, he's not the best, you know, but he doesn't have stomach aches, but he, you know, he's not in the best health. And I said, well, I'm going to challenge you and your boyfriend to stop drinking monster drinks, literally stop cold turkey for like 2 weeks and just see how you feel. And she did not believe me. She was dead set against doing it. I said, look, what else do you have to lose? Like every test has come back negative, right? So what else are you going to do at this point? You have stomach pain. All I'm telling you is to try it. And so she's like, fine, I'll talk to him and I'll see if he's willing to try it with me. So she called me back maybe 5 days later. I gave her my phone number. I was like, look, I want you to call me and let me know, you know, what happens. And so sure enough, 5 days later, she called me back. She's like, okay, my boyfriend and I, we decided to do it. We stopped drinking the monster drinks right away. So we're in day 5 and I have no more stomach pain.
Hmm.
All the stomach pain is gone.
Wow.
And she was blown away. And she's like, thank you so much. And I can't believe that that's what it was. And look, this stuff is poison. Okay. If you are having any medical issues whatsoever, if you are having issues sleeping, if you are having issues anywhere in your body and you're drinking these drinks, please stop. Please stop. Okay?
Yeah. I second that. I mean, they are dangerous. You know, one of the things I just wanted to talk about, one of the ingredients in the monster drink and probably in several other energy drinks is this ingredient called guarana, which is from a plant, okay, which has high concentrations of caffeine. All right. In fact, guarana has like 3 times the caffeine content of coffee, mm-hmm. the content of caffeine in coffee. OK, that's a lot of caffeine.
Yeah.
All right. That's a lot of caffeine. And in fact, Johns Hopkins University did a survey of 496 college undergraduate students. 19% of the students were experiencing heart palpitations from the energy drinks. OK, the American Heart Association confirms this. All right, they confirm this, that people that are consuming, that are drinking at least 2 energy drinks every day have experienced blood pressure and heart rate increase. This is dangerous because this can lead to heart attack, mm-hmm. stroke, mm-hmm. all right? And I talked about the salt content that can also lead to elevated blood pressure, that could lead to heart attack. We talked about the sugar content, you know, that could lead to all sorts of problems, you know, fatty liver, diabetes, you know, the caffeine content, and then not to mention all the other chemicals in mm-hmm. these drinks. So they're in my opinion, dangerous. There is nothing in those drinks that is good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, maybe the B vitamins. Okay. But this is not the way to get your B vitamins.
I can think of a few other ways.
Yeah. This is not the way to get your B vitamins. And so, you know, the children should not be drinking this, but you know what? The adults mm-hmm. should not be drinking these drinks.
We should literally look at those drinks and see a skull and crossbones on them.
Yes.
That's
yes,
how we should look
absolutely,
at those drinks.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And on that note.
Well, we're going to bring this podcast to a wrap. We want to thank you for joining us, and we will catch you on our next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.